the war's toll for the 7 days ending on January 24th, 2006. I will be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were killed or whose names were reported killed in the last week. Also, I will be reading 10 Iraqi civilian names that were killed in the early stages of the war in March 2003. But first, the numbers. As of January 24th, evening of January 24th, 2006, 2,437 coalition soldiers have been killed to date. Of that number, 2,236 are U.S. soldiers. This past week, 14 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 324 coalition soldiers have been killed. Of that total, 259 are U.S. soldiers. Since the invasion of Afghanistan in October of 2001, no coalition soldiers were reported killed in the past week. We have no numbers whatsoever in terms of Afghani civilians that have been killed since the invasion started. Back to Iraq. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 31,676. This is from IraqBodyCount.org. Agencies and institutions inside and outside Iraq estimate the actual total of Iraqi civilian deaths at well over 100,000, approaching 200,000 since the invasion, March of 2003. In the past week, at least 207 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in January of 2006 to at least 640 Iraqi civilians killed. And now I will read the names of Iraqi civilians reported killed early March after the invasion 2003. Haider Mohammed Mahmoud, 18-year-old man. Hanan Shaker Karim Al-Jabri, age not given, female. Hani Hatham Ashmail, 15-year-old boy. Harith Ahmed Abbas, 14-year-old boy. Hassam Hassan Smer Sharsh Alasafe, 19-year-old man. Jawad Kazim, 49-year-old man. Karim Kanuba Hassan, 42-year-old man. Luay Sabar Sabe, 2-year-old boy. Metham Kala Hassan Alabode, 18-year-old man. Mukhtar Abed Gaswar Albo Abed, 27-year-old man. And now, U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past week. On the 16th of January, Rex C. Kenyon, U.S. Army, El Segundo, California. Also on the 16th of January, Ruel M. Garcia, U.S. Army, Wahiawa, Hawaii. On the 17th of January, Adam R. Shepard, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Somerville, Ohio. On the 20th of January, Catherine Patricia Singleton, no age given, U.S. Army, Pensacola, Florida. Also on the 20th of January, Ricky Scott, 30 years old, U.S. Army, Columbus, Georgia. also on the 20th of January. Dennis J. Flanagan, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Inverness, Florida. Also on the 20th of January. Clifton J. Yazzie, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Fruitland, New Mexico. Also on the 20th of January. Matthew C. France, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Lafayette, Indiana. Also on the 20th of January, Brandon Christopher Dewey, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Tracy, San Joaquin, California. And also on the 20th of January, Carlos Arellano Pandura, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Los Angeles, California. On the 22nd of January, Jason L. Norton, 32 years old, U.S. Air Force, Miami, Oklahoma. Also on the 22nd of January, Brian McElroy, 28 years old, U.S. Air Force, San Antonio, Texas. On the 23rd of January, Louis T. Calapini, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Waiapahu, Hawaii. And also on the 23rd of January, Joshua A. Scott, 24 years old, U.S. Marine, Tunnel Hill, Georgia. This has been The War's Toll for the 7 days ending January 24th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, families, in all countries.